KRWG News Time is 7:45. Good morning. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Construction companies are looking at opportunities in efforts to rebuild after natural disasters in Mexico, Puerto Rico, and Texas. As Fronteras reporter Jorge Valencia explains, the construction material maker Cemex expects an increase in demand after Mexico's two earthquakes.
Cemex is a Mexican corporation and the second largest building material maker in the United States. Quoting government figures, company officials say about 50,000 homes were completely lost after Mexico's two earthquakes in September. They say that will represent a demand of 500,000 tons of cement for reconstruction. Maher Al-Hafar is the company's vice president for investor relations. He says in a conference call with investors that he also expects demand as a result of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma.
It's very difficult to guesstimate right now, but clearly there will be some reconstruction activity. It will vary, obviously, from Houston to Florida, but it's not going to be insignificant. I mean, it will be an important number.
Cemex does about a quarter of its business in the U.S. It has four cement plants between Phoenix and Tucson. I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.
Oil and gas drilling and mining companies come to rural areas offering jobs and cash, but they also dig into the land, pull resources out of it, and create pollution. There are some folks in these regions who say the trade-off isn't fair in the long run. One organization is working on the Navajo Nation to stabilize the boom and bust economy of extraction by boosting local entrepreneurs and small businesses. Marissa DeMarco reports.
When you're standing on the North Loop family farm, you can see for miles. There are not many other people or houses nearby, just the mountain in the distance.
These are sweet corn here, heirloom sweet corn, and they were really delicious.
Stacy Jensen is the manager of the nonprofit farm. 30 or more families around here farm cooperatively and bring home fresh food to their families. Most of the crops have already been harvested.
You should see it. It's quite a sight, you know, to see all the children and the folks out in the fields on weekends or in the evenings when it cools off.
Small businesses like this farm could help the struggling economy on the Navajo Nation, one that rises and falls with the ups and downs of the fossil fuel industry.
I think this farm can be duplicated elsewhere, but again, it depends. You got to have water, you got to have land, okay, and then you got to have the community to really make this thing grow.
Jensen's been able to hire local people to work on the farm, and he'd like to hire a lot more in the years to come. But starting any business out here can be hard, he says, because on some parts of the Navajo Nation, they're missing the basics: internet access, water, sewer, or electricity.
Well, you know, as you can tell, you know, we often do with little or no resources out here, but we do a lot.
No one's really sure how many small businesses there are here, because people across the region do business without registering. It could take years for Navajo entrepreneurs to get access to property on the reservation. Leasing and building involve jumping over many U.S. government hurdles, and the process is expensive. Navajo Nation President Russell Begay says all of that started changing as of April 1st this year, when the nation took control of leasing and zoning their lands.
We're moving towards how do you help some of the entrepreneurs. A lot of the people here, they don't have equity, they don't have assets, they don't have monies that they can put into business.
The Navajo Nation government created a $20 million fund to help small businesses get started, Begay says. The tribe also just got control of telecommunication right-of-ways. For President Begay, though, it's not about moving away from extractive industry. The government has its eye on owning and running oil and gas and mining operations instead of just leasing the land to corporations. He says that would mean way more tribal revenue.
You have to provide incentives for people to come home. They all want to come home. You know, this is their land. This is the land of their ancestors. And they feel a part of this whole Navajo Nation.
Jobs today, though, are still hard to come by. Unemployment numbers are difficult to pin down. Reports say the rate is around 21%, but other tribal officials say it's double that or more.
There's threats to the jobs held by coal miners and employees that work for the power plants in this area.
Jessica Stego is the lead business counselor at the Native American Business Incubator Network.
While the extractive industries did provide jobs for our people, it didn't leave us with an economy that we could rely on.
She says the wave of jobs that flooded in 3 or 4 decades ago is receding.
So we're trying to figure out a way where we can build a local economy that is self-sustaining versus being dependent on these extractive industries, because those industries are dependent on the larger population and trends.
Stego's incubator helped the North Loop family farm get a grant from the USDA to work on selling their traditional blue corn in other areas. It's all about keeping local dollars flowing between local people, she says, and supporting the resourcefulness and ingenuity of folks who live on the Navajo Nation. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.